This is an RNIB talking book.
The Railway Children by E. Nesbitt.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
By kind permission of the author's agents, Messrs. John Fox and Limited.
Funding for the conversion of this talking book title has been supplied by the Heritage Lottery Fund.
Catalogue number 1500, The Railway Children, by E. Nesbitt. On the horrid evening that their father was called away, the family moved to a small house, and the children spent so much time watching the trains and the station that they became known as the Railway Children.
This book is copyright.
The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded, without fee, by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England.
The book is read by Cyril Fletcher. There are 14 chapters. The recording of this book was made possible by a donation from Redcastle Firs County Primary School, Thetford, Norfolk. The Railway Children by E. Nesbitt, Chapter 1, The Beginning of Things. They were not railway children to begin with. I don't suppose they had ever thought about railways except as a means of getting to Maskelyne's and Cook's, the pantomime, zoological gardens, and Madame Tussaud's. They were just ordinary suburban children, and they lived with their father and mother in an ordinary red-bricked fronted villa with coloured glass in the front door, a tiled passage that was called a hall, a bathroom with hot and cold water, electric...